When I got back, I told my maid, who had known him in California and had always been his friend. I ordered her to say nothing, but to get a few things packed and my ulster ready. I know I ought to have spoken to Lord St. Simon, but it was dreadful hard before his mother and all those great people. I just made up my mind to run away and explain afterwards. I hadn't been at the table 10 minutes before I saw Frank out of the window at the other side of the road. He beckoned to me, and then began walking into the park. I slipped out, put on my things, and followed him. Some woman came talking something or other about Lord St. Simon to me. Seemed to me, from the little I heard, as if he had a little secret of his own before marriage also. But I managed to get away from her and soon overtook Frank. We got into a cab together, and away we drove to some lodgings he had taken in Gordon Square. And that was my true wedding, after all those years of waiting. Frank had been a prisoner among the Apaches, had escaped, come on to Frisco, found that I'd given him up for dead, and had gone to England, followed me there, and had come upon me at last on the very morning of my second wedding.
"I saw it in a paper," explained the American. "It gave the name and the church, but not where the lady lived."